birthday, December 26th, I had a car accident.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Come on.
And the car was totaled. Dunny and Wit, but I'm standing here. I'm standing here because I have a friend named Jesus. See, all the time you don't even see when stuff go happen, but it's the prayers that you done already prayed that's going to bring you through on something that you don't even know that's going to happen. So I'm thankful for all of you who have called me and texted me and checked on me to make sure I was okay. You know, and I just really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. I'm in a rental right now. It's got to be turned in tomorrow. I got to find me a vehicle. So y'all just pray that the Lord send the right vehicle for me. Send the right vehicle for me. But I am so thankful to God to be here this morning. I was asked, are you going to preach today? I said, well, the Lord didn't tell me not to. So, you know. I ain't saying I'm 100% in my body, but I'm 100% in my spirit. So I'm gonna stand here flat-footed, and I'm going to preach the word of God this morning. Let us pray. Even now, Lord, even now. Lord, I ask that your words that you have put into me, that every ear and every heart in this house will hear you speaking to them and understand what you have sent me to do. Lord, let your spirit reign in this house this morning. Lord, not only in me, but everybody sitting here, Lord, under the sound of my voice. Lord, let's touch them, Lord, with the fingertip of love with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that this sermon today would help reach people with the truth of your gospel. Help us all to grow in your knowledge. You and you alone. You and you alone. My friend, you and you alone. I'm dependent on you, God, for the effectiveness of this message as it is communicated through the Holy Spirit today. Remove Robin right now, Lord, and stand up in me. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, because you are my strength and you are my redeemer. Let the church of God say amen. 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 Only God can make a day. And if he gives you that day, he will surely give you the bread that you need for that day. You know, a lot of times we don't even know what kind of bread that we gonna need. We don't know what we're going to need. We don't know what we're going to need from the Lord that day. That's why you need to start your day off right. You have to start your day off right. You can't wait, you know, till something happen, because you don't always know it's going to happen. You don't always see it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't mind standing with me today for the reading of the Word of God, and it's two different places, Jeremiah 31 through 34, and Galatians 6 and 9. Jeremiah 31, starting at the 31st verse, and Galatians 6 and 9. And I'll be reading from the New Living Translation Bible. The Lord says, when I make a new covenant with the people of Israel, oh, I done missed something. That ain't all of it. The day is coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. This covenant will not be like the one I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and brought them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant.
Yes, they did.
They broke that covenant. Though I love them as a husband loves his wife, says the Lord. But this is the new covenant I will make with them, make with the people of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my instructions deep within them, and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And they will not need to teach their neighbors, nor need to teach their relatives, saying, you should know the Lord. For everyone from the least to the greatest will know me already, says the Lord. And I will forgive their wickedness and never again remember their sins. Now we go to Galatians. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. Let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. You may be seated. Ursus, you may be seated. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. In the King James Version, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Choir just sung, it's our season to be blessed. They just sung that song. You got to believe it. For 40 years, Jeremiah served God as God's spokesman for Judah. But when Jeremiah spoke, nobody listened. Throughout his whole life, Jeremiah stood alone. He stood alone declaring God's message. He stood alone delivering a message of doom and gloom. He stood alone announcing a new covenant, weeping over the fate of his country. To those who witnessed this, he was just a foolish man running off at the mouth. Regardless of the opposition, regardless of the personal cost, Jeremiah faithfully proclaimed the word of God. He was obedient to his calling. But then one day the Lord gave him a message of hope. One day the Lord said, tell them that I'm going to make a new covenant. Tell them that I'm going to love them as husbands love their wives. Tell them that I'm going to put my word deep in their hearts. Tell them that I will be their God and they will be my people. Tell them I will remember their sins no more. Jeremiah remained faithful. Jeremiah held on. He did like Job. He waited until his change came. Today's message, the title of it is Hope. Hope. I don't want you to turn to your neighbors and tell your neighbors hope. I want you to say to yourself, hope. Hope. We just celebrated Christmas, celebrating the birth of Jesus. At Jesus' birth, hope was born into this world. It may be difficult to comprehend how hopeless the world was before the first Christmas. The first Christmas is a day that we celebrate with gifts and food and fun, and a day we celebrate decorating trees and decorating our homes. a day we celebrate cooking special recipes, deciding to fix chitlins and rolls and turkeys and hams and sweet potato pies and pound cakes and greens and green beans and pinto beans, all that kind of stuff. Cornbread, don't leave out the cornbread. Sweet potato pie, cookies. Cookies are all over the shelves. That's how we celebrate Christmas. A day we celebrate with candlelight services and midnight mass. A day we celebrate with making gingerbread cookies and gingerbread houses. Although God had promised the Messiah 400 years had passed and there had not been a prophet. 400 years and there had not been a word from God. 400 years and there had not been a preacher. 400 years there was no church open. There was nobody preaching the word of God for 400 years. 400 years. 400 years had passed since Malachi had spoken. 400 years had passed since the last prophet got up to the pulpit to say, God is our God. That's like there not being a God. 400 years and you not hear a word from God. You not hear a word about God for 400 years. It's hard to go 4 days. 4 hours and not hear a word from God. 400 years. Israel had lost her faith. The Jews were under the iron boot of the Romans. Their leaders were corrupt. That sounds familiar. Their worship was empty and sterile. Wow. The people were discouraged. All the prophecies of Jeremiah and Isaiah were long, long ago. That their words were almost forgotten. Almost. It was a world without hope. It seemed to be hopeless, a hopeless world politically, similar to what we're going through. When you can have a vote for one person more than 14 times and not call that voter fraud. It seemed to be a hopeless world. This is the world into which Jesus was born. But you already know all that. You already know all that because the Bible says in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. When Christ was born, hope was born. And I pray that during this season that it was not all about cookies and candies and chitlins and ham. That you got to experience the real meaning of Christmas. My birthday is the day after Christmas. And so the day after Christmas, I got to experience what the meaning of Christmas is. Lord gave me hope because I could have died in something I didn't even know was coming. But he gave me hope. That is what Christmas is. The hope of Christ brings to life. The hope that he brings to every situation, no matter how hopeless it may look. Jeremiah had the distinction of being known as the weeping prophet, and with good reason. It seemed even to Jeremiah that all he ever talked about was bad news. That's all we ever hear. It's bad news. At one point, Jeremiah said, whenever I speak, I'm declaring violence and destruction. Jeremiah was tired of listening to his own self. He was tired of being tired. It seemed that every time he opened up his mouth, he declared judgment, he declared destruction, and he declared death. But here in Jeremiah, 31 and 31, all that changed. In this section of the book, Jeremiah is allowed to give a message of hope. Hope is an incredible gift we as Christians have. Not because we see the world as eternal optimists, but because of our faith in a resurrected Jesus Christ. We believe in the God of miracles, a God who overcame the grave, a God who still makes a way where there seems to be no way. God is a God of hope. We have seen God at work in this place, the Tabernacle Baptist Church. During these challenging times, we remember that our hope for the future is not in any political or religious leaders, not in our friends or our family. My hope, your hope, is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I would be stating the obvious to say that all of us right now today are struggling through or have struggled through some tough times. Although we smile and we appear to be enjoying a good life, if truth be told, some of us are just a minute away from throwing in the towel. Some of you have been dealing with situations, dealing with issues in your life for a long time. Every time you think you see a breakthrough, something else occurs that hinders your progress or sets you back in one form or another. You may be struggling with issues in your marriage. You may be struggling with issues with your children. You may be struggling with issues with family members. You may be struggling with issues with your finances. You may be struggling with issues on your job. You may even be struggling with issues in your church. And for some of you, the pressure of life seems to be weighing and wearing you down more and more. All of us, no matter how long you've been saved, no matter how long you've been in the church, no matter how old you are still dealing with those inner struggles. Struggles that we as humans face each and every day. Issues with our frustrations that lead to anger. Issues with our bad habits that we can't seem to overcome. Issues with our negative attitude about everything. Yet in spite of all of this, we as believers, we continue to seek and look for something higher in God. Even in the struggles, because God is the purpose for our life. Then we hear as we read the scripture, let us not get tired. Let us not get weary. Let us not fall by the wayside. Let us not throw in the towel. Because at just the right time, at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. But Lord, when is the right time? When is the right time? How much longer do we need to wait? What clock are you using? Are you using your clock? The Bible says a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. Lord, are you using that clock? Because my clock is 24 hours in one day, 365 days in a year. Lord, when would it be the right time? Lord, I am tired, I am weary, and I'm about to fall by the wayside. Lord, I'm about to throw in the towel. When is it going to be the right time? David said, remember your promise to me. It's my only hope. And then Isaiah said, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Yes. They will soar high on wings like eagles. Yes. They will run and not grow weary. Yes. They will walk and not faint. We cannot faint. We cannot grow weary. Why? Because Jesus has given us a hope. What did I say about Jesus? What did I say about hope? That Jesus was the gift to us as Christians. Not because we see through prophetic lenses, but because of our faith in a resurrected Jesus Christ. We believe in God of the miracles, a God who overcame the grave, a God who still makes a way where it seems to be no way. God is a God of is our God of hope. We have seen him work right here at Tabernacle. We have seen him work in our homes. We have seen him work in our families. We have seen God work in this place. We who are here, we have come through. We have come through what others have not, because we're still standing here. We are still here. We have seen the power of God. We have seen the power of God this past week. Man drops on the football field because his heart stopped. 23 million people watching Monday Night Football, and I was one of them. Not just a few people. I said 23 million people this week saw what we already knew. The power of God is mighty. The power of prayer is effective. The NFL was praying yesterday. They're going to be praying tomorrow. God will use who he will use. So we can't give up now. We see some other signs. We see some other signs in this country. We cannot give up now. We cannot throw in the towel. We got to have hope. Hope in Jesus Christ. Jesus is our hope, because the Bible says, he that hath begun a good work in us shall perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. This race is not given to the swift, but to them that endure to the end. So be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I better stop now, because I really feel like preaching. I was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. When my enemies came upon me just to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Can anybody say they stumbled and fell? Yeah, they stumbled and fell. If Jeremiah had reason to hope after 40 years of serving God, of preaching God's word, and nobody listening, surely we have a reason to hope. Remain hopeful in Jesus. I don't care how bad it looks. Jesus is our hope. I don't care how you feel. Jesus is our hope. What other people say, don't care about that neither. Jesus is our hope. What did Edward Mote say? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, on Christ, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I said all other ground is sinking sand. We are saved by the blood of Jesus. Do you know about the blood? Do you know about the blood? The blood that washes us clean. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our other ground is sinking sand. Keep your hope in Jesus. Keep your hand in Jesus. Continue to look to Jesus. Don't look to nobody else. Not to the right, to the left. Not to your husband, to your wife. Look to Jesus. Jesus is our friend. To God be the glory. God bless you. coming today. I seen Reverend Anthony come in with a whole bunch of folk. If they want to be recognized at this time, do they want to be recognized at this time? Came in with a whole lot of visitors. We thank you for your ministry, Reverend Anthony, what you're doing. We just thank you and praise you, how you're working in the kingdom of God. He works quietly. He works real quietly. You don't always see him working. Right now, we're going to open up the doors of the church. We're going to open up the doors of the church. And if anybody is here that want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I ask that you would come by letter, by Christian experience, or a candidate for baptism. Anybody need prayer today? For prayer this morning. Ministers, come gather around as we pray this morning, all the ministers.
I asked Reverend Boozer, I want us to know that our work that's still going on in the church definitely makes a difference. This family was here for our youth rally, and we have been in touch over the weeks. We have fed them during the holidays. And she has been in absolute tears and almost lost hope. Reverend Boozer, that message this morning was meant for so many. And just thank you for allowing God to lead you, because you truly have touched the hearts and the spirit of many of us, but including this visiting family. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify your name. Lord, we thank you for showing up this morning. We thank you for touching, Lord, touching each and every person up here to want to come to this altar to get closer to you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify your name, Lord. Father, you know what the need is for each and every person up here, Lord Jesus. You know what the need is in their household. You know what the need is in their homes, Lord. You know what how the heart feels when it's heartbroken after death, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because you are a God that we can go to. You are a friend that we can go to, Lord.